Blog Talk Radio.
Little one, everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein.
Hello and good day to you today, a wonderful day to be alive, and a wonderful day to receive a gift that I have for you that I really never thought I would. We have a guest, Dr. Joanne Connolly, who is a veterinarian, but a very special veterinarian. She's the only one that was able to make me curious about something that I never thought I would. This is the relationship between man and animal. And since I never had any pets, it was just one of those things that I not only don't understand, but really never had time to question, and I was really never curious about it. Dr. Joanne managed to make me very curious about the relationship because she was somehow able to make me understand how special it was. And she did that without even knowing what she was doing, which was really amazing. I can't even imagine what would have happened if I would have told her how I felt to begin with. So today she's going to explain to me and to anyone else who has never had a special relationship with any pet what it really is. And even more than that, we're going to talk about helping your pet transition out of this life, which is a whole new level of a relationship that I couldn't even imagine exists. So I'd like to thank Dr. Joanne for joining us and welcome you to Tippy Talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tippy. It's such an honor to be here with you and with your listeners. It is a wonderful day to be alive.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those days right now that happened to be excruciatingly hot in New York and sweaty and humid, but I'm so grateful that we're able to protect ourselves from the weather sometimes. So today we're going to talk about something that you have devoted a lot of time in your life to, and you're a veterinarian, and I'm kind of curious if this is something you always knew you wanted to be or it's something you actually just fell into.
We all have a life purpose, and it's easy to forget what it is. So luckily for me, when I was a little girl, that was my passion, to sit outside in the yard and play with the ants and play with the earthworm. As I've always been fascinated with nature and the animals. And growing up, we had animals at the house, and I was a middle child, and I had a lot of time alone. So animals have always been my best friends, and I related more to them than people. So as I became a teenager, I spent my best summer job was working in a wildlife refuge. back in Canada. So we lived in a pretty thick forest. So there was a lot of wildlife. There was a refuge and a wonderful man who would take care of them. And I learned through him also to appreciate nature and look at the animals from a very different point of view than most people. And I ended up in veterinary school. So to me, my heart was always on that path, and it was the right path for me. And I've learned animals have been my best teachers. Everything that we look for in life, which is unconditional love, support, wanting others to believe in us, animals give us all of this. They're always present, cheering us on. You know, they never turn their back on their people. When they grab a hold of you, they are determined to make you a better person, and they're going to stick with you through thick and thin, through life challenges. And so even now, after 40 something years of life, I still believe that animals are the best teachers. Animals have saved my own life, saved my a lot of the lives of my friends, the people that I meet, a lot of clients, families that I've had to spend I've had the privilege of spending so much time with at the home, like you talk about end of life care, and they share with me their whole life story and how their animals have saved them. And it's amazing, and the blessings are all there for us to enjoy and embrace and grow from. So I wouldn't see my life without animals.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe your perspective is a little bit different than other people that I spoke to because you have grown up with a wildlife, which is a little bit different than domesticated life? It's more connected to nature.
And unfortunately, the modern life makes us forget. You know, it's the rat race, quick, quick, quick. We're in our brains and we have to do things, and we forget to just be and enjoy. Animals reconnect us with the source, even the domesticated animals. And that's a common problem, actually, that I see in the hospital with families that are living that fast-paced modern life, and they have issues with their pets' behaviors sometimes. And I have to remind them, hey, they're animals. Follow them outside and get dirty with them, and don't worry so much about them bringing dirt in your house. They're trying to reconnect you with nature and keep you grounded so you can be more balanced, because we spend too much time between four walls, and that's not healthy for us. The living in balance, our body needs contact with the sun. The sun is so therapeutic. I know sometimes it's a little much in the middle of the summer, but it's a balance in everything. So our domesticated animals are trying also. They need to go outside and be balanced themselves so they can stay healthy. Cats, of course, you know, it's a tough challenge because we don't want our animals to be hurt. Obviously, there is more cars now. There is less nature, so animals can get hit by cars. And so we tend to overprotect them by keeping them inside. But then we develop other issues because they're not they are not balanced anymore. They have disconnected themselves also from the source when they're craving that contact with nature. So we all need to find that balance again.
Mm-hmm. So you actually have two elements of connecting with animals that you deal with. One of them is, and I love what you said, that they are determined to make you a better person. I want to ask you about that. But there's two elements that I really want to talk about. And one of them is that you are a veterinarian, which means that you're dedicated to keeping the pets healthy and happy, obviously, and to live a good life. But also that the other side of it, that you help people deal with the end-of-life care, which is, I think, much more difficult, obviously, and much different approach. And so it's almost like you're on two sides of the spectrum. One is the birth and the life, and the other one is, okay, how do we let them go, and what's the best way to care for them when we let them go? How does that connect with you? How do you connect those two together?
So is it the natural cycle of nature, of living and dying? So I try to be present and enjoy each chapter, each part of it, because it's a whole. There is challenges throughout the way. There is a lot of, we need to, obviously, it's just like our own life cycle. We're all the same. So when you look at the animal's life, which is shorter, but it allows you to prepare even for your own life cycle of living and dying. So I try to focus on quality of life when the animals are young, full of potential, and you want to bring that out of them. You want them to be the best they can be and fulfill their life mission, and which can be, you know, some animals are extremely therapeutic, like they will become therapy animals. Their owners will take them to hospitals to help people, to assisted living with the older folks that need company because they're so lonely or they're sick. And so animals can change and touch so many people's lives. So I want to bring the best out of those animals while they can, because they're here to live. And then once, you know, they're getting older, their coat is turning gray and starting to get stiff. And again, just like us, you know, they're reaching the senior golden age. And they're starting to show us signs that, we're slowing down, and we get to that point where life has become a struggle and quality of life is no longer there. And then we shift to the focus being quality of death. Dying is not easy. It's necessary. We're all going to go through it. But how much quality can we bring to that transition out of this body into the next world? And animals, just like people, become so attached to their loved ones that it can be very difficult to let go. So there is a lot of things that we can do to help them pass on. And I talk a lot about this in my book, Animal Teachings from Haley's Angels Method. So I talk about how if we give permission to our loved ones, human or animals, just to say, hey, you have to follow your own path. I know, I'm so grateful you came into this body. You found me. We had such an amazing relationship. I must give you that last gift of freedom so you don't suffer, because what's worse than dying is suffering, in my opinion. So giving permission to our animals to let go, it's so powerful because it helps them focus in doing what they need to do, which is, you know, time is up. We're not going to live forever, so we don't want them to suffer. And it helps them let go of their physical body. Obviously, thankfully, we have medications that we can also help them with. And it becomes really, really handy. It's not easy, but it's so real and necessary to end suffering.
Yes. And not only that, first of all, you mentioned your book, which is about, obviously it's about animals, and it's Animal Teachings from Haley's Angels Methods. I believe you have a second book, no?
I'm working on it right now. I'm writing it because I have more to say. It will be the continuation of the first book, so you must read the book, the first book, in order to understand the second, because it's going to be more teachings from animals and more ways to improve our lives and improve our passing and improve our planet and our society. You know, it's a team effort. So together, the more we share and the more we work as a team with all of the living creatures, you know, nature, animals, people, that's really the key to living a sustainable life here on Earth.
Mm-hmm. So that's great. So we're kind of looking forward to a second book, which will be a continuation of the first book. But if you do want to read the first book, as you can see, that Dr. Joanne is not just any animal doctor. And the name of the book is Animal Teachings from Haley's Angels Methods. Who is Haley and who are her angels?
Well, Haley was our 14-year-old doggie. And she was a Rottweiler mix. My husband had rescued her before I came along. And then I was with her for over 10 years. And the time came that she was old and asking for help. So I was able, because I worked at the hospital, obviously I'm a veterinarian, I was able to take the medication home to her because she was really sick, and she had trouble breathing, and we did not want to move her into the car to go to the hospital. So we helped her pass at home. It was really, really sad. That was 12 years ago. And I was devastated completely. But she was mm-hmm. at peace. She left this earth. And then she came to me and put, she knew I could do better with my life. So she started sending a lot of people to me to help them with their own animals to be euthanized at home. People started calling me, and it was just the weirdest thing. It was not my doing. I really felt like it was Haley's legacy, Haley's mingling from the spirit world and saying, okay, we need you to start this home euthanasia service. And I was really scared. I didn't know what to do. And but I finally jumped off the cliff. I embraced the challenge. I talked to Haley. I said, okay, please make this work. Help me help others. And so that was 12 years ago. I've helped over 10,000 families since. I've been to people's homes and sharing those amazing, powerful, intimate, sad moments, but also really healing moments of celebrating life of our loved ones, our animals that have touched us and saved our lives and done so much for us. So the service had to be called Haley's Angels Veterinary Services because we're all the angels on earth, you know, working to make this world a better place. And I'm very grateful to Haley for putting me on this path and forcing me on this new path completely out of my comfort zone. And animals often do that. When you follow their guidance, they seem to know better. I think they're smarter than we are on many levels. And they're so intuitively connected to our purpose, what we're supposed to be doing on Earth. So so I did, and I felt a few years into it, I felt that I had to write this book about the amazing lessons, life lessons that I had learned, because Haley and all the other animals have made me a much better person. So I owe them so much, and I needed to share because everybody is seeking the same thing. And animals have so many of our answers that, I'm excited for everyone to read the book. And I'm just going to give you my website so everybody knows the spelling of Haley. That was her name when we rescued her. And so we kept the spelling, but it's Haley. So haleysangels.com is my website, and there's links to the book, and it's on Amazon, and if anybody can contact me, and I can also find them a book and send it to them. And I love to have some feedback from people who read the book and tell me how it's helped them in their lives with their animals, but with just themselves. And we need to embrace that journey for sure.
So you said so many things in so little time, and each one of those things is really huge, but I'm going to try to touch on that, because first you said that they are determined to make us a better person, and then you said they made me such a better person. So obviously when you said that they're determined to make you a better person, that was some personal experience, because if they made you a better person, then you know exactly how they did that or how that process happened. But you attribute that they are determined to make you a better person. What makes you feel that they're so determined?
Because they won't give up on us, and they believe in us even when we don't believe in ourselves. They will always be there, whether it's a stare in the eye, it's following us around the house, it's, you don't want to get up in the morning and they're nudging you with their nose or they're meowing in your ears and just get up and take me for a walk and feed me. And by feeding me, you're going to end up feeding yourself. They're going to push you to get a job just to feed them because you care more about the animal than you care about your own self. You know, we give up on ourselves much more easily than we give up on an animal. They're so cute, and our heart really goes out to them like we're a parent. You know, that maternal instinct really kicks in high gear when it comes to wanting to save a life, saving an animal, taking care of an animal, that we end up taking care of ourselves. And so many people have lost weight just because they've exercised their pets. Like, they wouldn't do it for their own self, but they would do it for their animal. The animals keep us on a routine, a very daily, strict routine of getting up at the same time. They know what time it is. And again, taking us outside so we can go play. You know, some dogs will just be incessantly bringing toys to us. And that's one of my dogs. That's what he does. You know, if I get too intense in my paperwork and studying and using my brain, you know, then he'll come around and get me to tug with him and force me to go outside and distract me into, yes, you're out of balance. You know, that's what they're telling us. Hey, you're out of balance. Come on. When I worked at the hospital and I would have my lunch hour where I'm supposed to chill my brain, but I do have, you know, it's easy. It's hard to slow down. So I've always had this trouble of being a little overworked and out of balance. So I had this cat friend who's in heaven now, but every time my brain would go crazy and I would lose focus on being in the moment, he would bite me gently. He would grab my hand. And he could see right through me. Like he could feel, he could sense that my brain was not relaxing. So he would bite my hand to snap me out of it. And then I would snap out of it and say, oh my God, like I was so far into planning my next month and do working while I'm supposed to be relaxing. And he would always bring me back in the now, living now and not worrying about tomorrow, because animals don't. They are so grateful. The gratitude that they have for just what they have, it's enough, you know? We're always wanting more. We're always seeking more. We're always looking at what's missing in our lives. But animals remind us that we have everything we need. That's enough. You know, we're content. Look at all the good. They always look at what's good in the world. So they really help us cheer up for sure.
I love the way you say that. So they always look at what is good in the world. That is such an important lesson for us, to always look at what is good and bright rather than to focus on what we don't have and what is not good. And that's really a powerful lesson to learn in life. And if your animal is teaching it to you, then time to learn it. And it's very, very impressive. So I wanted to go to the other side of the spectrum, which is the end of life care, because it can be difficult, as you said. And the most important thing to me is celebrating the life. Yes, letting go, and it could be difficult, but it's celebrating, and it's the healing moment of celebrating life. And that, and it's still a very difficult thing to do with animals, but it's a little more of a personal thing to me, because if you take that end-of-life experience and of celebrating life and transition that over to actually to people, letting go and celebrating the last moments of life, that makes it like even more powerful. And it's personal to me because I'm going through that right now with my mother, and I don't have a clue on how to celebrate life, how to let her go. And of course, you helped me a little bit by giving me a few tips, but it still isn't registered in my brain so well. So I kind of look at it helplessly. What's the difference between the relationship that you have of letting go an animal, and how can you take that lesson or those lessons and bring it into my relationship that I now have with my mother? How do you transition that?
It's the same. The patient, the focus needs to be on the patient and making sure that we do what's right for the patient. And it's hard to be selfless. You know, we're going to miss our loved ones. Of course, you're going to miss your mom so much, but she's not the mom that you used to know, the mom that was strong and feisty and fighting for her children and giving so much out, you know, to the world. And she's come to the end of her cycle, of her life cycle. And it's like life is portrayed as a day, you know, the sun rises when we're young, at noon, middle of the day, the sun shines to its brightest. That's when we're, you know, 40s, 50s, middle of our life. And then at the end of the day, the sun is setting and it's natural and it's normal. And that's when we're 80, 90, 100 at the end of our life. So it's important to embrace it instead of resisting it, because it's going to happen no matter what. So if we can make it as loving and peaceful and beautiful. So the celebration, you know, what I would do, I'm getting chills all over my body. Like I would print the best pictures of your mom when she was full of life and with her children and what she's done, you know, all the wonderful things that she taught us in this world, and her cooking, and the life lessons that are, you know, her words, the classic words that she used to tell you, and all the things that she's taught you and your siblings. And I would write those down. I mean, I would plaster my walls with pictures of my mom and what she represents, really like her essence. And that is celebrating her life and all her glory and being so grateful that she brought you here and she gave so much to you. And that fills our hearts with love, you know, with just amazing, it's pure energy, it's divine. And through that, yeah, she's going to continue living through all of us, but her work here is done. And it's telling her, like, Mom, good job. Mom, you're amazing. Good job, really. What you've done is just so amazing. I wish everyone could have a mom like you. And thank you for inspiring us. And we're going to take your ripples and keep them rippling, you know, touching more lives with what you've taught us so we can make this world a better place of just caring and taking the time to care for one another. And that's what I feel like your mom really stands for.
That's beautiful. And I love that, the celebrating her life and all her glory and being grateful for everything that she brought here and all everything that she gave us. And when you said her work is done, it wasn't a sad, heartbreaking thing. It was more like, yeah, the work has to be done at some point. There is a beginning, there is an end, and it does not necessarily have to be a horrible thing. It's a sad thing for sure, but it doesn't have to be a horrible thing.
No, and she's tired. You know, she needs to rest. She deserves it. She's given so much. It's like, okay, you did it. Now you get to relax and leave this old body behind that's no longer you. You wore it out. You lived to the fullest and you wore it out. And now you get to be free and free your spirit and just go fly around and watch over your loved ones. And who knows, come back, who knows, you know, but follow your path. And she knows what her path is. And we can only hope that she gives us a little blink, little sign from the other side. A lot of families share with me, and I share in the book how it seems like our loved ones send us signs from the other side. And just like Haley, what Haley did for me, my God, of course, I believe that she was there helping me, that there is a life after passing of the body. I've had so many powerful experiences that I'm a true believer, because even today I get signs from loved ones who have passed and dreams that are so powerful. So being attentive to all those little coincidences that to me are not coincidences. People will smell the perfume of their loved ones after they pass, or whatever little sign that connect to them. I had a good friend who used to play golf. He loved playing golf. And we started finding golf balls after he died in random places, you know, like a little sign of, hey, I'm there. Don't worry. I'm doing well. I'm watching, you know, and it's so comforting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. And that's beautiful. And thank you so much, because especially when I'm going through it, but I think it's also even when you're not going through it, it's such a, it kind of leaves you helpless because you don't know what to do. And the fact that you've been through it and you can so beautifully describe it, it kind of lightens my heart and makes me think that it's okay. It's not, does not have to be so heavy and so painful. It is painful and it is heavy, but it doesn't have to be that heavy and that painful. And there could be a little bit of light that you can sprinkle through that process, basically. That's really,
yes.
Really great.
There, you know, tears, tears of joy, tears of sadness, tears, you know, I tell people, yeah, when people say, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm crying. I'm like, God, don't be. Your loved one deserves all those tears. You know, you've been through so much, and it's a mix of emotions of so much happiness and gratitude and memories, you know, amazing memories. And of course, it's sad too that it has to end, but it's the natural cycle of this journey on earth. And again, I do believe it continues on the other side. So to me, it's just, I'll see you soon again. and I talk about reincarnation in my book, because again, I've had so many wonderful situations where a lot of people and myself, again, I feel like you meet people or animals and you reconnect, like you've known each other from way beyond like another life, or there is so many little interesting, again, coincidences or synchronicities that happen. So I don't see it as a final goodbye. Definitely not. I see it as, okay, we have to part ways for a little bit. You're leaving your body, but we're still in touch on an energy level. We're always connected. That's for sure.
Well, this, I think, is one of the most powerful things that you said. And I would love to end with that, because we are coming to the end of our time. And I will repeat that. And that is that it's a temporary goodbye, that you're not saying goodbye forever. And I think that understanding and that knowledge makes everything so much easier and so much more calming. When you say goodbye and you know that everything goes around, it's a will and it's not forever, makes you kind of soothe a little bit, knowing that we shall meet again. I don't know where, I don't know how, but it's going to happen. That's all I know. And So really, thank you so much, because I did not understand a lot of those things that I do understand now, thanks to you. I really appreciate what you do, and I really appreciate the fact that you're writing about it and teaching people. You really are an angel. And there are not that many of you around, but thank God you are. And I really want you to know that we appreciate you. And I definitely appreciate you. I'm so grateful for what you're doing. And I'm so grateful that you came into my life at the moment that you did, because I happened to be going through it with my mother, which I was so clueless on what what I could do to make it easier for her and painless for her. Seeing someone else suffer for me because of my personality is much harder than suffering myself. I can handle suffering myself a lot better. But so the biggest commitment that you've made me realize that I want to do is for her not to suffer or to have as little pain as possible in the process.
That's wonderful. And it's not easy to be selfless, but it's necessary, and you're doing awesome. You're doing wonderful, and your mom is smiling, you know, inside. She can't smile in her physical body, but I know she's so grateful that you're there for her, and you're going to do everything you can to help her let go. And it's a wonderful journey to be on together. So there is no coincidences. So I'm really grateful that the universe has brought us together, and I can't wait to hug you in person. I know the day will come.
Thank you so much. I definitely will come, because I'm coming to you part of the world in a few months. So that definitely will happen. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us and for giving us these wonderful words of wisdom that can help you with your pets, with your animals, but even more than that, with your loved ones and with your relationship. My gratitude is definitely for this wonderful day that has started so beautifully. And now it's come to the end. Thank you. And we hope to hear from you again, especially once your second book is ready.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Thank you.
Thank
again.
You, Dr. Joanne. Thank you. We've come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Talk. I just want to remind you, we've been talking to Dr. Joanne Connolly, who not only has gone through the experiences herself, but now shares it with love to everybody that wants to listen. We're definitely looking forward to hearing from you again soon. It's been such a great pleasure speaking with you, and thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, we want your story. We're here to listen to your story and to share your gift. It can be any story, and you do not have to decide how inspirational your story is or how special it is, because here at Tippy Talk Show, we know that your story is special and we want to hear it. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein. My guest today has been Dr. Joanne Connolly. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. Most important thing, be grateful for every tiny little thing you have, because everything is a phase. Dr. Joanne, thank you so much.
Blessings to you and your listeners. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Your heart.